Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, who dats, who wants to win tickets to the next Saints home game versus Cleveland this Sunday in the Caesars Superdome? You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. It's an open bar with premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, and it's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest and enter for your chance to win tickets to the Saints taking on Cleveland from Dudley DeBosier, official lawyers of the Saints, and Saints Radio WWL. This Black and Gold bunch getting ready for a big game again in the Caesars Superdome before their break of bye week, much needed for this banged up Black and Gold bunch, but they are getting a little bit healthy. It seems that the center, a key piece in Eric McCoy, will likely be back after we saw Connor McGovern let go by the team yesterday. We could maybe see McGovern get back on the practice squad. I thought he did a decent job in the absence and what, you know, the Saints squad was dealing with that along that offensive line. So we'll see what happens there. But Cesar Ruiz also was banged up, dealt with some injuries. He talked to the media yesterday after practice and basically went into the feeling with this team with Coach Darren Rizzi taking over now. Also the possible return of Eric McCoy and just in general, the team going forward. And here's what Ruiz had to say.
What gives you guys the faith that, this can be more than just one win on a week that was kind of fueled by some adrenaline?
Our goal is to want to know every week. You know, that's the goal. And that's the mindset we approach every single week with. And this is what we're going to keep doing.
Cease, what was the sense of relief in the locker room after we've seen the club dub before, but what was the sense of relief after a week like that? And after breaking a 7-game losing streak, even though you didn't play in all of them, but what was the sense of relief?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call it a sense of relief. Obviously, you know, it's great to break that losing streak, but I would call it more of a just pure excitement. You know, it was just, you know, that feeling coming back in after the game and just that W, you know, the vibes in the locker room, music playing, we missed that. And it was great to have that back. So, yeah, I mean, it was just a great feeling, you know, excited for every guy in that locker room, really excited to get one for Riz, you know, his first game. So, you know, just a great feeling.
Cesar, talk about Alvin Kamara, all-time leading rusher, and what's it like blocking for him?
You know, I'm very grateful that I got to, I get to block for him. Very grateful I got to be, you know, on the field when he got to make history. So, you know, it's awesome to have a guy like that in the backfield carrying the ball. He makes everybody else look better. I mean, he makes a lot of our jobs easier. So, extremely, extremely happy for him. Yeah, and I'm grateful I got to be a part of it.
Since you mentioned winning one for Riz, was there an undercurrent or an emphasis on being able to win one for him after the week?
Man, there's an emphasis on winning. There's an emphasis on winning. That was the emphasis this week, was just winning this game. And like I said, being 1-0 every week, and that was the emphasis. And, you know, like I said, it feels good that we got to get that one, not only to break the streak, but, you know, for Riz, who cares about us a lot and does a lot to set us up for success this week. So it was great.
Hey, Cesar, what would the return of Eric McCoy mean for you guys this week?
I mean, obviously, it'd be great. I mean, Eric's the best center in the NFL. So, I mean, obviously, when you get somebody like that back, it makes a big difference. You know, it's just great. It just adds to it. But, yeah, whenever he comes back, we'll be rolling.
Is it, like, kind of crazy to think about how much has happened since the last time he's played a game?
Yeah, a lot has happened. I mean, a lot happened. I mean, shoot, he's seen a lot happen in, Eric's been, was it 7 weeks, 6 weeks? Shoot, when I was out for those 4 weeks, I saw a lot happen. So, yeah, a lot's happened. But, shoot, I just want my guy healthy. And, we come out there, we're rolling. So,
hey, Cesar, how much have you just seen? I mean, it was a big concern, I guess, going to season, Trevor Penning, and he's just kind of, you know, steadily improved. What have you kind of just seen in him this season?
Trevor's locked into his new position at right tackle from day one. And, you know, it's really made an emphasis on just fine-tuning things, you know, learning the game, learning the position, and just go out there with confidence. And every single week, you go out there and you see a guy, you know, is confident in his abilities and is improving every week. So I'm really happy about him.
That was the Saints' Cesar Ruiz there talking. You heard him ending, asked about Trevor Penning. And a little bit of surprise there, Charlie, from Pro Football Focus. They had Trevor Penning as the highest-rated Saint last game. 92.7. Right under him was Marquez Valdez-Scantling and Derek Carr coming in the third highest rated. Where Seed was Ruiz was right behind there too, coming in at number four. But obviously that's not the be-all end-all standards of Pro Football Focus. But I do think they do a good job, and obviously great news to see a guy like Trevor Penning get such high marks.
Yeah, for sure. And for those that don't understand the PFF grades, a 92 is ridiculous.
Right,
like. Basically, anywhere upwards of 90-ish is elite, like fantastic. And so it's a little bit different because, like, even like 80s are really good. So it's not exactly like the same grading scale, because even like you could see 70s, and that's like average, and where it would be like a D in like a regular grading scale. So it's a little bit different, but obviously Trevor Penning. It's what Bobby always says. If you're not talking about a player on the offensive line, it typically means they're doing a pretty good job. And so we haven't really had to say Trevor Penning's name much, especially in recent weeks.
Hoping that piece at center comes back this week and Eric McCoy get that team closer to being back to full, you know, full squad, taking on a Cleveland Browns bunch that's just 2-7 on the season.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.